This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email, a new prescription for a new you, America. On the rise right now in America is a condition called gout. And if you've never heard of gout, or if you've never experienced gout, it is a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. And it's where there's the buildup of uric acid crystals in the body. We see so much of that now. Disease health challenges, as I like to call them, are on the rise. And a lot of the little ones that can be nagging more than anything, like gout, are coming on because of what so many Americans really are dealing with obesity. Obesity being overweight right now. The statistic is about 65% of Americans are overweight, 35% are obese, which means their obesity is contributing to their major health challenges. And gout, being a form of arthritis, is one of them. And it's really kicked in recently, they're saying this year. It's really what it is, a condition it forms when what we call uric acid crystals, byproducts of proteins, build up in the joints. And they're more common in men than women, but they can show up more, say, in the wrist, in the big toe, in the hip. They can show in different areas. It's now affecting about 8 million people, which is about 4% of the population. And the risk increases, of course, with age. It's an inflammatory arthritis formed by these uric acid crystals. And the pain's unbelievable. There's a warmness, a redness that comes into a joint and usually takes a while to subside. Several medications are out that can help them, but really it's getting down to the preventative side. It's more the prevention. You know, what are we doing with all of our health challenges on the front end to make sure that we don't end up getting it? See, the problem is right now in America, what we do and the way our system is set up is we just go along living our life, eating the wrong kind of foods, inflammatory foods, just mind our own business, doing our own thing, and then all of a sudden, whoop, the body breaks down. We get sick. Blood pressure goes up, go to the doctor, diabetes, blood sugar, you start getting sick, you start getting weak. And so here you are, now you're taking two medications. You're taking metformin, you're taking lisinopril, and you don't know how you had diabetes and high blood pressure, but you could it be that it's because you gained 40 pounds in the last 3 years. Maybe. Could it be that you haven't exercised in the last 5 years because now you've got a desk job and you become so tired that all you can do is work all day, go home, eat, and sleep, and that's it. So you become sedentary. And now your body's not moving the way that it used to. Well, could it be? Whose fault is that? It's not anyone else's but yours. It is. We have to take responsibility for our own health. We don't want to hear that, really. That's not really the most pleasant message, but it's the truth. And so what we have to do is start making some radical shifts in the way that we live. But the study now that they've done is doing random blood works, of course, with different people. And it affects about 43 million adults right now in the U.S. There's medical evidence that indicates that gout is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is characterized by obesity, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and blood fat issues, which can cause increase of cholesterol, leading to heart attacks. So the researchers say the obesity epidemic and growing hypertension rates seem to be associated with increases of gout. And the research team examined data from the latest National Health and Nutrition Examination, surveying about 5,000 people. And the participants were asked about their history of gout and whether the condition had been diagnosed by their healthcare professional. And according to the data, about 1-3% had elevated uric acid levels, which is actually fairly high. And in 2008, 6% of the men, 2% of the women were diagnosed with gout, but the uric acid levels had increased about 20% over the last 10 years. So we've seen an increase. And they're saying it's on the rise. Here's the bottom line. uric acid crystals are going to increase in the body. Our lifestyle choices every single day, they determine our health. And nothing is going to change. Our rates of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they're going to increase. And as the years go by, they're going to have these all these crazy statistics that are saying, well, cancer's on the rise, or gout's on the rise, or arthritis is on the rise. Well, of course it's on the rise, because our poor choices are on the rise. We're not educating ourselves on what it takes to be healthy. We're not educating ourselves and taking the responsibility. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. The internet will show you the hottest health tip of the day. AOL, Yahoo, Gmail, they'll all show you the latest tip of the day. And, oh, that's nice. And, oh, broccoli helps cancer. And, oh, I should get my servings of fruits and vegetables. And, oh, here I go to the fast food place again today for lunch. Not making any choices, not making any changes. That's nice for people that want to be healthy. And, yeah, maybe I'll start eating some broccoli. And then all of a sudden you get a diagnosis of high blood pressure. You get a little dizzy at work. You stand up out of your chair, feel lightheaded, feel like you're going to fall down. You're 42. Your dad died at 48 of a heart attack. You got a wife. You have three kids. And now all of a sudden, you've never taken a medicine in your life outside of an aspirin or ibuprofen. Now you stand up. You get dizzy. You think something's kind of weird. I better go to my doctor. You go to your doctor. Your blood pressure is 170 over 100. Doc puts you on medicine. Now you're on the roller coaster. Medicine gets it down, but that's not enough for you to change. No, you can take a little pill and keep living like you were living. So another 10 years goes by. And in that 10 years, you've never made the change. Never exercised. You've gained another 30 pounds. Cholesterol's been accumulating over a long period of time. You still eat poor foods. Never made the choice. Never made the change. You still got a wife. Still got three beautiful kids. They're older now. They need dad. And then all of a sudden, at 52, you get massive chest pain, hit the floor. It gets you to the hospital. You have a heart attack. They put a stent in. You keep on going. When is it, at what moment, does it dawn on you that there has to be a change made? At what moment does it dawn on you that you can't keep living the same way you've been living over and over again and expect a different type of health? That it's only going to decline based on the choices. That what warning signal does the body have to give you that it's time to make some radical changes? Because I'll tell you, the amazing thing about the human body is that if you do make those radical changes in your life, if you do drop all the junk food and start eating well, if you start not being sedentary and start exercising, if you start sleeping better, if you start drinking more water, cut out the sodas, the coffees, and so much of the tea, your body will respond. And just because you've been diagnosed with three different health challenges doesn't mean that your body can't recover. If the body can get sick, it can get well. And I get sick and tired of seeing so many people suffer with their health. People that just don't know. And if they knew, they could thrive and live a great life. And that's what it's about on this show. So my challenge is that with obesity being the epidemic that it is, and people being overweight and people not changing their lives, it's about creating change, lasting change. Because if you change and make that decision that you want to get well, not only will you change your own health, but you can transform a generation and your family, and their kids, and the kids that have.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Jimmy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I was just calling because I was wondering if you had any good advice on a good workout. I'm about 150 pounds, but I'm mostly muscle, and I'd like to gain a little bit of weight of muscle mass, but I didn't know a healthy way to do that.
Well, what have you been doing? I mean, you're working out now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many days a week are you working out?
Usually about three. I mean, I do a lot of, like construction-like work, so it's very, that's a big part of my workout is that. So I do a lot of athletic stuff, basketball, tennis, stuff like that, so.
Well, if you're doing that much activity, it's going to be really hard for you to gain weight. So if you're doing unless you eat a lot. So what does your meal structure look like in a day's time? Like if you're doing that much activity, how many times a day do you eat right now? Three?
Yeah, at least three.
Okay.
I eat quite a bit.
Okay, so give me, what did you have today? Knock it out. Go ahead. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay, let's see. For breakfast, I had a bowl of cereal. For lunch, I had some ravioli and some lasagna and spaghetti. And I also had a snack between breakfast and lunch of a boiled egg. Then for dinner, I think I just had a snack wrap from McDonald's.
So you're eating, if you want to gain weight and you're doing that much activity, you're eating like a bird, okay?
Yeah.
And you're barely eating.
Yeah,
you're barely eating at all. So let me show you what this would look like. You're hardly getting any protein. And protein is the building block for muscle. And so, for example, you want to gain weight, here's what a day would look like. You would work out 3 days a week like you're doing now. You'd keep your workout under 45 minutes. And you'd work out at a high-intensity pace where you'd no more than a minute rest in between your sets. Now, that's first things first. And then if you're doing all this construction and all that, I'd probably cut down on some of the basketball and the tennis and all that you're playing. Now, this is if you want to gain muscle, okay? So a typical eating day would look like this. Wake up. You probably do 5 whole organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter, and you would do a bowl of fresh berries of some kind, and you could even add in maybe a sweet potato for breakfast. I know it sounds kind of gross, but the complex carbs would be helpful for you. Now, then for mid-morning, 10 a.m., you'd want to do a meal replacement that's made from whey protein that would be hormone-free and antibiotic-free, like Food Balance. It's a really good product. So you do that, and then, of course, at lunchtime, you would go with probably vegetables, a good piece of meat or chicken or fish, and even another sweet potato or some brown rice. And then snack in the afternoon around 3 o'clock would be another protein shake. The reason you want to do the shake in between the meals is it helps with digestion. When you're looking to gain weight, you have to eat more, but you still want to optimize digestion as well. And that's why the liquid in between, the body has already digested that big meal at lunch after a 3-hour period. And then you can have something liquid, which it'll digest a lot quicker, and then set you up for a next meal around 6 o'clock for dinner. So dinner, same thing. You'd want to go vegetables, probably a starchy carb like brown rice or sweet potato. And you want to have your healthy fats, too, half an avocado, handful of walnuts or almonds or whatnot. And you can add in some healthy fats, too, at your snacks in between 10 and 3. And, you know, like a handful of nuts or whatever you enjoy that has good healthy fats to it. And then maybe one more shake before you go to bed, about an hour before bedtime. So that's 6 meals right there. Now, if you follow that for 6 to 8 months on a regular basis, that's just something that's a pretty standard protocol, okay? If you did some research along with some natural health guys and different nutritionists, that's along the lines of a typical meal plan for someone that wanted to gain weight and gain muscle. And you do that for about 6 to 8 months if you choose to do something like that, and you'll definitely gain the weight because you're getting the calories in that your body needs. You're getting them on a consistent basis, and you know your body's going to function at a really, really good level. You're going to put good lean quality muscle on. You're not going to store a bunch of body fat. at that, you know, at that, doing it that way. But it's the activity. So it's going to be a counterbalance of increasing the calories and slightly decreasing your activity level. Because you're already, I mean, you're not a huge guy, but in the 150s, you know, for you to put on 20 pounds of muscle without fat, that'd be a lot. I mean, you'd look real muscular at that point. You'd probably be stronger too. But if you'll keep up some of the activity, you know, some of the basketball and all that, you won't lose your agility either. I mean, that's the way to do it. If you want to gain muscle, you have to eat, and eat like a wild man. I would stay away from a lot of the flour-based foods. You know, I talk about that a lot. If you listen to the show, I talk about staying away from grains and that sort of thing. And it's not just because they're going to make you fat or they raise blood sugar or any of that. It's just they're not that great a quality. You can do some gluten-free breads or pasta if you want to, but they just don't do a whole lot for the body. They're just kind of dead nutrients. They don't have a lot of – they really don't have much of anything to offer. And so by including them in your diet, you're not doing anything but just kind of adding in dead calories. You always want to eat food that was originally designed for the body. And, you know, white bread and pasta and those sorts of things just really weren't made for our bodies. We've made that. Man made that. And so picking your food choices for gaining muscle, pretty darn important. And I'll tell you this, it's very easy to do. You can do it without using steroids and drugs and all that. And you can do it well. But it's about being smart and making good choices. And that should be very, very helpful.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle and the home.
The FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
You've been telling me, Sandra, that your digestion's been pretty lousy most of your life. And
yes,
really
sir.
Nothing has been able to help with it at all. And I guess you've attempted all kinds of methods, whether it's traditional medicine and natural as well. And have you had any relief at all? I mean, even taking probiotics and enzymes, really not much relief?
Like I said, it would, you know, I'd be fine for like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks or so, and then the pattern would start up again. Just not digesting, I guess, because, you know, my bowels just won't move, and so I have to go out and buy some prune juice because I won't take the laxative things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that works, and it gets it started again. But it's like, that shouldn't happen. And it's, I guess I've just been brushing it off as age because it's just getting more and more frequent.
And what about your diet, though? Is it good?
Oh, very good. I mean, pretty boring, but yeah. I mean, I'm just like every day is pretty much the same thing because it's just what I like. I don't like a lot, but I'll have strawberries and a couple of eggs for breakfast and coffee, decaf. And then at lunch, I have a big old monster salad. And the only dressing I use is tahini, just because I like sesame, and it's a natural oil.
Right.
And I'll have usually a little bit of salmon with it, and that's about it. And then supper is some more salmon with the rest of the salad that I didn't eat at lunch, because I really can't eat a whole lot at one time. It hurts my stomach.
Have you been diagnosed?
It's full really quick.
Have you been diagnosed with any conditions at all? Are you taking medicine for anything?
No, never.
Never. Okay. Do you get a lot of reflux?
No, and I've never had acid reflux or heartburn. I'm really lucky on that one. I'm knocking on wood there. Because everybody in my family has a problem with that, and I've never had it, thank goodness.
When you say you have lousy digestion, though, what is it, a lot of gas and bloating?
No, I don't get the gas, and but I guess bloated, yes. I always feel full. Just stuffed, And like I said, I don't eat a lot, which is probably, you know, why I eat what I do. But, you know, I'd say maybe a half a cup to a cup's worth, if, of food at a time. And, I mean, I'm done, you know. I mean, I just feel so full. It's just like it just doesn't want to move or go anywhere.
Have you checked at all, have you ever done any more acid, alkaline, pH balancing within your body? Have you had anyone check that?
I don't know if that's specifically what she did. I know when she takes my blood to do my blood work.
Yeah.
It takes like six vials.
Sure.
So she's checking for all kinds of crazy things.
I would look into a couple of that. I would look and make sure, I mean, they're going to check the blood pH, but I would have her check urine pH as well as saliva pH and make sure that your body's not too acidic. You know, there's the two ranges. You can be acidic or you can be more alkaline. And a lot of times when people get gas and bloating, that can be one of the causes. The other, if they haven't checked too much, I mean, if you're doing the probiotics, and I mean, your diet sounds good, by the way, just by what you listed out, and making sure that you're getting plenty of omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil, the actual oil itself, not the gel caps, that's a big one too. But probiotics play a big role, and if you're already doing those, I mean, that's a great thing. I would look into if they're doing any testing on you or have the ability to, or you can go to a doctor fairly easily. Look into possible fungal-related issues within the gut and also parasitic-type infections in the gut as well. They can be kind of lingering down there. And a lot of times when you get the gas and the bloating or just the excess of bloating all the time, you feel full all the time, there's definitely a flora issue, without a doubt, or there's some kind of issue going on in the gut. And if it's been going on for a long time, I mean, that's something they could look into. Wormwood and black walnut both are really good, too. They can be great detoxifiers and great cleaners within the digestive tract. And, again, you can get all that at, of course, you know, health food stores and whatnot. Fasting is good, too, for a partial day fast. That's not a big deal. And you can do vegetable juices and whatnot. There's a real good way to do that. You can look online. I've got some tips on that in my book as well. But, yeah, I mean, there's several things you can do to get the gut cleaned out. And I'm sure you've probably seemingly tried everything. One other issue, unfortunately, there's been a real strong link to antidepressants and gut motility, meaning how well the gut functions and as far as the bacteria and whatnot, how well that happens, you know, as far as it functioning. So something to look into. I would check into all of those. I would look into the black walnut, too, and the wormwood. Those can be very, very helpful. There's certain ways to do that, and I'm sure they'll walk you through it at whatever health food store that you go to figure that out. And one key, too, when you got a lot of the excess, the bloating after you eat at dinner time, the gallbladder tends to work better in the evenings. And there's also a component in beets, red beets, that can be very helpful. You steam a red beet. I'm a bigger fan of actually getting the red beet itself rather than, you know, the canned beets and whatnot. And you steam a red beet for about 15 minutes. You cut it up, put it on a salad. And a lot of times it can help increase gut motility. It can help with bowel movements, but also it can help with the bacterial flora as well. So a lot of times when you have just bloating that's been going on for a long time, no one can pinpoint it, and you've got what you have going on in your tongue. I mean, that tongue is definitely a clear-cut issue of what's going on inside the gut, no doubt. Deficiency, not so much. I think it's more either fungal, bacterial, along those lines. And that's just my thought. I haven't seen the test. I am not, you know, I'm not your technical doctor. Those are just my thoughts from things that I've researched and studied and seen. And I think you should get another opinion either from her or from someone else and have them dig a little bit deeper. That might be helpful. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Calvin in New York. Right, just said, I've been on an exercise routine for the last year or so, and it seems like I've stalled out as far as building muscle. I'm very afraid of the stuff they sell bodybuilders, so what should I do? Well, those are all the testosterone boosters and whatnot. You can guarantee and take your bottom dollar that it's full of a bunch of fillers, and the whey protein is absolute garbage. Do not put that stuff in your body. Terrible. The other is glutamine. Glutamine is one of the best-kept secrets of people that work out. And here's why. Glutamine is an amino acid. It's the most abundant amino acid in all skeletal muscle. and we lose it very quickly. It's one of the number one amino acids that our body uses for the immune system. So if you get low in glutamine, the chances of you getting sick are pretty strong because the immune system drops. And just 5 grams a day, they say, in studies. Again, a lot of these supplements have had some really good studies behind them, especially the protein powders and even creatine monohydrate, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. But glutamine has some incredible studies that it increases not only growth hormone, which is our youth hormone, but it increases all the IgGs and all the different components, IgA, IgM, all the different components of our immune system. It increases by up to 300% when you take glutamine. I mean, it is the best kept secret, and it increases what we call nitrogen retention, which allows the muscle tissue to stay in an anabolic state, not a catabolic state. Anabolism means, sounds funny word, sounds like cannibalism, but anabolism or staying anabolic means your body's in a state of growth. Catabolism is in a state of decreasing, meaning it's kind of eating away at your body. You're decreasing your muscle mass. So those are very, very important terms, and the glutamine can really be a big key. People that struggle with cancer and whatnot, a lot of them, there's been a lot of tips you can read through research papers and whatnot where certain doctors have used glutamine and have been very helpful in sustaining some of their muscle mass during chemotherapy and whatnot. So it's very potent, and we do get it from our foods, but we also lose it rapidly. And so if you're under a lot of training, you're working out a lot, you're under a lot of stress in life, you did a lot of manual or physical exercise, glutamine can be a very big beneficial amino acid to help your body recover, not have so much lactic acid build up and be sore. It's a big one. So the other one, vitamin C, always a big key, helps you recover from workouts. Very important. And then, you know, you're just your basic foundational four if you're looking into certain things like that. So that's your whole food multivitamin, that digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. Those are all extremely important. So building muscle, yes. It's about calories. It's about protein levels. They're saying now 1 gram to 1.5 grams per kilogram of body weight is the official standard. And then, of course, keeping your fats at a good level, 20% minimum, is going to keep your testosterone level up to 25%. And then, of course, carbohydrates. I always say fruits and vegetables, but if you're working out trying to gain muscle, it's pretty important to add in a little bit of starchy carbohydrates. So sweet potatoes and brown rice would be the ones of choice. And just use them sparingly. Middle of the day, don't do too much at night. And that can help keep the body fat low, but keep the muscle strength high. And, you know, little tips like that. But if you're hitting a stagnation point, it may be that you're either working out too much, what we call overtraining. So it's where your body can't recover from the workouts that you're doing. You're constantly tearing it down because, you remember, you don't get bigger and stronger and leaner in the gym. It's when you're outside of the gym based on the work that you've done inside the gym if you're working out all the time. When you tear down the body, you're not growing. You're tearing it down, and that's what happens in the gym. It's what you do with the foods that you eat and the rest that you get outside of the gym that's going to determine the growth that you have and breaking through that plateau. So don't be afraid of a lot of the supplements. Keep it simple. Creatine monohydrate is another one. It's been out for about 20 years now. And matter of fact, we tested it at Florida State on the athletes when I was there, and they got incredible results. Incredible. So they've said that 5 grams a day is very important. Always after a workout is the best. Can replenish your ATP stores. It's non-toxic, but make sure you're over about the age of 18 if you do that and drink plenty of water.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
strokes during pregnancy, well, they're on the rise a little bit. Elena Kalina, who's a physician at the CDC and also an epidemiologist, said they use a national database and is checking out about 1,000 hospitals. And there's been strokes during pregnancy and after childbirth that increased at an alarming rate. The researchers compared these statistics from 1994 to 2006. And what they found was about 50% increase in all strokes, she says. And the pregnancy-related strokes totaled about 4,000, and now they're increasing to about 6,000. So Catalina says that the rising rates of high blood pressure, as well as other factors, are to blame. And the study was published in Stroke, which is the Journal of the American Heart Association. And it's interesting because vascular conditions, heart-related conditions, are increasing. They're on the rise, and we're seeing them more and more. And I think that, you know, the more we can do from a preventative standpoint, obviously for lifestyle factors and lifestyle choices, because it's not just genetics. Our genetics are not just getting worse and people are stroking out more. It's that we're becoming more sedentary, we're eating a poorer diet, and we're not really following what we know to follow, to do what we need to do, to live very, very powerful, healthy lives. So there has to be a change, and a pretty significant change at that. And really, unless we step up to the plate and begin to teach the younger generation how to eat healthy, how to live healthy, how to make better lifestyle choices, nothing's going to change. And that's the sad part. So education is the key. Teaching people is the key. And having people learn more than ever is the key. And that's what we have to do. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Willie. Willie, welcome to the show. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, I wanted to know, what about sugar-free drinks?
Usually not that good. It depends. Now, if you're talking about diet sodas and diet drinks, most of them are not, especially the commercialized ones, simply because of the sweeteners that they use. They can be potentially toxic to the body. Most of the artificial sweeteners, except Truvia, they're not broken down very well, so they can cause some dissension. They can cause some bloating. And, of course, with Equal, or not just so much the brand, the aspartame can be a little bit challenging to the body. There's some studies against that. And also Splenda, if you want to be just a little bit careful, or the sucralose, rather. So, I mean, there's mixed reviews and different studies that people have seen regarding that. I am a big fan of Truvia, which has stevia extract in it. And you can get that now at most all the grocery stores. And you can put that in your tea. You can put that with some freshly squeezed fruit and water and make your own drink with seltzer water if you like to make sodas. That's a great way to do that. But they do make some other, as far as drinks go, they do have some out there. Hansen's makes some that are made with stevia if you want some flavoring that goes into your water or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, most of the standardized sugar-free drinks are ones you should avoid simply because of the sweeteners and some of the other fillers and some of the chemicals that they put in them, specifically potassium benzoate or sodium benzoate. Little tip on that, just on that note, is they've done a study recently with sodium benzoate or potassium benzoate, which is in just about every soda and in most of your flavored drinks. When it's mixed with vitamin C, it literally can change the DNA within the body. And it can shut down specific genetic codes within the body that can tell you that you're full. There's a mechanism we have in our body that's genetic programming that will tell us when we're full. And a lot of times they put the sodium benzoate, potassium benzoate, in the diet drinks, because that's what most people that are trying to lose weight drink. And when they do it over and over and over again for a long period of time, it begins to shut down their satiety center. And you don't realize when you're full, and people get eating and they overeat, even with healthy food. And it can make them gain weight from the excess calories. So just be careful. There's a lot of chemicals in the sugar-free drinks. And it's not just like lemon and stevia. There's about 20 different things in there if you'll read through the ingredient list. And, Willie, that's really, really important if you're looking to optimize your health. And if you're looking to live better, if you're looking to have more energy, and you're looking to feel better, you just have to be a little bit smarter about the way you go about things. Remember, you want to keep it simple. So if you like lemonade, don't go out and buy lemonade that's got all the chemicals in it. Get a glass of distilled water, cut a lemon, squeeze the lemon in the water, put two packets of Truvia in there and some ice, and you've got lemonade. Knock yourself out. Or if you like sodas, get some seltzer water, get your favorite fruit, squeeze it in there like an orange or tangerine or whatever, squeeze it in there, and then put you a packet or so of Truvia, and it tastes just like any soda that you would enjoy. So, again, it's about making better choices. You don't have to give up everything you love, but it's just about, you know, just kind of going it from a different way. And if you do that, you're going to end up winning the game of health, because a lot of the foods that we have out there, unfortunately, are not designed to keep us healthy. They're designed to get us sick, and they're designed for convenience, and they're not really optimal for health. And you always want to eat food in the way it was originally designed, and that's whether it's drinks or whether it's foods, whatever it is. So the sugar-free kick is not always the best way to go, because a lot of times they'll replace the fat that was in there with, and the sugar, with other fillers that can be damaging to the body. So with health challenges like diabetes, when you think you should avoid sugar, which you should, just be careful for the options that you pick. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that. I talk a lot about, you know, what options there are when you're dealing with diabetes. You know, as far as going sugar-free, food options, there's a lot of that in there that might be a great resource for you. Thanks so much for the call, Willie. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer. Just go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember that man may have the, but only God can give the prognosis. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.